I'm Dan Klufstad. Illinois health officials gave an update on the state's vaccination efforts as the number of doses administered topped 9 million. Capital News Illinois reports just over 30% of the state's population has been fully vaccinated against COVID-19. Public Health Director Ngozi Ezike said the state is closing gaps in providing vaccines to underserved populations. In other news, Illinoisans convicted of a drug felony cannot receive cash assistance under the Temporary Assistance for Needy Families program, formerly known as welfare. But last week, Democrats in the Illinois House voted to change that. Derek Cantu has more.
This is not the first time Chicago Democrat Mary Flowers has pushed for people with a drug felony record to still access federal cash assistance benefits. Despite four failed efforts in the last 8 years, Flowers says recent changes in state drug policy, particularly the legalization of recreational marijuana, convinced her the time was right to try again.
Now that we have this coming to the meeting of the minds in regards to cannabis and other drugs, Illinois seemed to be a forgiving state.
Under the proposal, those eligible for restored welfare benefits would include both people convicted of drug possession and drug dealers, an inclusion Republican state lawmakers are against. I'm Derek Cantu.
A political scientist says he expects Southern Illinois will lose a congressional district when Democrats redraw political maps this year. The two southernmost districts are held by Republicans, Mike Bost and Mary Miller. John Shaw directs the Paul Simon Public Policy Institute. He says Democrats will probably want to remove a seat they would be unlikely to win.
This is just less personal and more hardball politics and just saying, okay, we have two Republicans in a part of the state. We need to lose a district. Let's just combine the two districts, let them hammer it out to see who wins. And, you know, we have one Republican in Congress from this region of the state rather than two.
That would leave Illinois with three congressional districts south of Springfield. Illinois is one of seven states that will lose a congressional district based on the 2020 census. Illinois lawmakers are considering a number of changes to the state's gambling laws, including a measure that would lift the prohibition on gambling on in-state colleges and universities. Representative Mike Zaleski says the prohibition, quote, reduces our marketplace and makes us less of a robust marketplace than we otherwise would be, unquote. I'm Dan Klufstad.
I'm Leah Lerner. Students in Marion High School were sent home early after a threatening call from another state. The school district says at about 9:30 a.m. yesterday, a caller from New York threatened to blow up Marion High School if the girls' track coach is not fired. School officials brought in officers from the Marion Police Department who determined there was no immediate danger. The Marion Police and Fire Departments, along with the Secretary of State Bomb Squad, are sweeping the school to make sure the facility is safe. Marion girls track coach Sarah Baker is accused of using a racial slur towards an African-American student athlete. The incident has prompted protests outside the school this week for calling for Baker's firing. The school district placed her on paid leave while they investigate the accusations. Two Carbondale residents are charged with aggravated battery for an incident involving the head football coach at Carbondale High School. After Friday night's season finale at Marion High School, a woman is accused of striking Terriers head coach Brian Lee. Marion police identify this woman as 42-year-old Valerie Struthers. 38-year-old Wesley Huffman has also been arrested for aggravated battery in the incident. Their preliminary hearings are set for June 7th in Williamson County Court. And the city of Carbondale has a permanent police chief. Former interim police chief Stan Reno has officially been named to the post. He says he wants to work with the public to keep and improve the city's quality of life.
My priorities would be, number one, building relationships with the community, and most of all, making Carbondale the great place that it is and making it a safe place to live, to visit, to go to school, and someplace that people really want to come here and thrive.
I'm Leah Lerner.